With us today is Senator Lindsey Graham from the great state of South Carolina and a common sense senator. We had dinner a few nights ago and with a bunch of people, and he believes in putting people together versus other people believing in creating divides. Senator Graham, it was good to have dinner with you the other night. And tell us a little bit about where is our country going, and let's let a million people listen to this.
Well, number one, John, thank you for the dinner. It was a wonderful dinner. I love your family. You've been very helpful to me. Thanks much. Well, let me tell you, I think it doesn't have to be the way. I think we're losing control of our streets. This effort to defund the police was real. It's hurt law enforcement recruit and retention. So we got to get back on track and make sure that the men and women in blue feel appreciated. If we don't shut down our border and gain control, we're going to lose our sovereignty. Iran is marching toward a nuclear weapon. We're talking about cutting defense, which is insane. So economic growth is stalled. Energy independence has been lost. I think we're in a world of hurt. The next election can change things one way or the other. It's going to get worse or it's going to get better, and I hope people will vote for better.
Well, you know, it's certainly, and you had some terrific ideas of how, you know, to use the Democrats and bring them together to come with more common sense solutions, especially with Saudi Arabia, which I was very impressed in, that you feel that Saudi Arabia really wants to be on our side versus the side of the evil axis of Russia and China.
Well, so, you know, I try to be bipartisan where it makes sense. I'm a proud conservative, but you got to work together in a company or marriage or a country to survive. So our friends in Israel are under threat from the Ayatollah in Iran. If he had a nuclear weapon, I believe he would use it. Israel can't afford to let that happen. The Saudis, who are Sunnis, feel threatened by the Ayatollah's Shiite extremist agenda. So the Biden administration is talking to Saudi Arabia about normalizing relationships. Saudi has been very problematic, but they're embarking on reforms that are pretty encouraging. They're going to reshape their economy. They're letting women drive. Women can go out to dinner without a male escort. Things are moving in the right direction. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could solidify Saudi Arabia in the camp of progress? Have Saudi Arabia recognize Israel as the one and only Jewish state, normalize relationships between Saudi and Israel, would end the Israeli-Arab conflict. It would transform the Mideast. It would make us safer, and it would put Iran in a box. So I want to work with Biden to do that, and I think if we can do it on Biden's watch, count me in.
Understand. The other concern some of our guests had at dinner the other night was about Israel themselves, and if Iran reaches a certain level of actually getting a nuclear bomb, and they were concerned for Israel whether the United States would back up Israel.
Well, you know, here's what we have to understand. Israel is not going to allow their arch nemesis, the Iranians, to get a nuclear weapon. You know, Rocket Man is kind of a thuggish state. The Chinese are trying to, you know, control the world economy, but I don't think they're going to attack America tomorrow. I do believe if the Ayatollah had a nuclear weapon, he would use it for religious purposes. He would destroy the Jewish state. He says he would do it. Israel believes him. So if they get too close to enrichment levels to create a bomb, which they're already very close, I think Israel would have to take military action. And it's important for the Iranians to know that America would have Israel's back. We would give them the weapons they need, but we'd also be involved in the attack. The only way you're going to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, John, is if there's a credible military threat hanging over their head. So I'm going to push the Biden administration to be more forceful when it comes to supporting Israel.
And everybody agreed with that. You also showed a lot of remorse, and some of your good friends being sick, like Dianne Feinstein, and she's in terrible condition. What say you?
Well, I just say that she's been a friend. We're politically on the opposite sides of the aisle. I've worked with her on immigration and other things. She's a dear person. She she is suffering, and it hurts. I don't want to benefit from the suffering of others. So I'll pray for Diane, but we live in a very contentious time. I'm a proud conservative, but, you know, I don't want to organize my life around hating people. I want to organize my life around principles that have stood the test of time and trying to find a way to save America and build America up stronger. So let's hope Diane gets better.
And the other item that we discussed, the Durham report, and you were very much concerned about that.
Okay, what did we learn from the Durham report? We learned that the FBI received a dossier called the Steele dossier that was organized by two Russian agents that was full of fiction, that was used to get a warrant against Carter Page. When the FBI was alerted that it may not be reliable, they went ahead anyway. The Department of Justice, the FBI, and the media colluded to sell a false story that Donald Trump was a Russian agent and his campaign was being run by Russia. They ignored all the exculpatory evidence. The Durham report is damning. It shows the FBI became a political weapon. They wanted to get Trump. They didn't care how they did it. And they're covering up the Hunter-like Biden laptop. You had social media and intelligence officials trying to convince people the Hunter Biden laptop was fake when it's real. They were trying to make you believe that Trump was a Russian agent working with the Russians when he wasn't. We live in a very dangerous time. So God bless the Durham report, and I hope we'll all understand it's Republicans today, it could be Democrats tomorrow.
Between us, why did it take Durham so long to get it done?
I have no friggin' idea.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I'm scratching my head.
But it is done and it's damning. They took the rule of law and threw it over to try to get a political outcome. And, you know, the next election, you know, if Republicans win, me or Grassley would be chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I'll call Durham. The Democrats will never have him before the committee. Lots at stake, my friend. You've been a great voice for common sense and reason. And, you know, you're a great businessman, a good conservative, a better American. Thank you and your family, and we'll stay in touch.
Well, thank you, Senator, so much. And tell us, you know, you always were telling me privately that you raised so much money out of Fox. How about WABC? What is your website?
We did good. Every time I'd go in and say they're gonna kill me if you don't help me, y'all responded. I would not have made it through the last election cycle without people sending $5 and $10. I raised $70 million online. The Democrats spent $132 million to try to beat me, the most in the history of the Senate. So your audience, people, you, your family, people who believe in balance, won the day. So we got to get more involved, not less in politics. Give where you can. Pray, vote. It's all good. And I just can't thank you enough for what you
do. What is your website? What is the
site? LindseyGraham.com. Yeah, if you want to help me, spend a few bucks because I'll be up running in a few years. And I've learned one thing. When it comes to me, I need to be ready because they want to take me out. But the bottom line is, yeah, LindseyGraham.com. Help me if you can. But the main thing is, you know, let's turn out and force in 2024. Let's stop the slide of this country. It doesn't have to be this way. And next time I'm in town, I'll come by and I'll buy you dinner.
I look forward, and I believe in common sense. I believe in people that put people together, and you're one of those people. Instead of breaking them apart, LindseyGraham.com. I am going to that website, and I urge all our listeners to do that. Thank you so much, Senator Graham, and have a great day.
Thank you. God bless, my friend. Thanks.
God bless.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.